Hey Robert, yesterday I turned into the ultimate fitness freak.
What happened?
Well, I was encouraged by my friend Will to basically download an app called Fit, F-I-I-T, which I did. And I did a home workout in my living room yesterday. Do you know what? Honestly, brilliant. So I've been doing these runs and they've been good because obviously it's been working my fitness up. You know, long-term fitness and stuff. But I need to do smaller bursts of energy to get my heart rate up and, you know, essentially cardio to lose weight. So I downloaded... Will had recommended Fit. I looked at the reviews and it's seen that they've got quite a lot of good reviews. So I paid the monthly fee, which is, I think, £15 a month.
Nice.
Which I don't think is bad at all, considering there's over like 600 classes. They're not live, you just pick them whenever you want. Download the app and then you kind of just get cracking, really. So that's what I did. Signed up, downloaded the app, paid for my thing. And then I did a class last night, a 25-minute beginner's class with Adrienne, not the yoga lady. God, I've got a frog in my throat. And yeah, I really liked it. And then what I've done is I've actually ordered one of the heart rate monitors from their website that goes under my tits. That's the only thing I'm slightly worried about, is if it will fit under my tits. So I've downloaded a heart rate monitor. So then you can see your heart rate on the screen whilst you're doing...
You downloaded a heart rate monitor?
Sorry, I purchased it from
there. Got you.
So it'll hopefully arrive the next week. But yeah, it tells you your heart rate, it tells you how many calories you burnt.
I've got one of those for my bike, a heart rate monitor. Yeah.
But it's great though, isn't it? So I kind of, I put it on Instagram yesterday and said, guys, what do you recommend? And obviously few people replied. But the main thing was like, get the heart rate monitor. So that is what I've done. Because I thought about getting an Apple Watch or a Fitbit, but ultimately, I won't be able to wear it for more than the actual exercise class because of my eczema, because I'm a sexy legend.
Oh.
So I did that yesterday, Robbie. I think I might have another session today.
Yeah, do it, Lloyd. Great work.
Really getting into it. Really getting into the old fitness thing. And, you know, that's who I am now.
I've not done anything since then. But I had an incredible calorie excess yesterday and I'm now down to my lowest weight of lockdown, continuing the reduction. Now 3 kilograms down from the start of lockdown.
Wow.
Pure drama. Yeah, so it's good. Well, we're both working very hard and we can be very proud of ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Robbie. So we've just got to keep going, keep hustling, but highly recommend FIIT. I've literally done one class, so that might change the next few days when I'm
lovely stuff.
Dying, whatever. So what should we do? Do you want to talk me through your news yesterday and I'll talk you through mine?
Yep, sure. Well, first of all, streaming, Twitch. I'm now a Twitch affiliate.
Oh, here we go.
Start to get paid to play computer games. If anyone wishes to subscribe to me, which hopefully some will, because I spent £40 on a Breakin shirt, which also arrived yesterday. So I'm wearing my Breakin shirt now. And a successful stream yesterday, lots of fun. Got through to the third round of a penalty shootout. And got retweeted by Brecon City Football Club as well.
It's not bad, is it?
Yeah, the actual club getting involved now. It's just a lot of fun.
You've changed your username?
Yeah, so I was Mega Robbie on Twitch, which is what I'm on Instagram. But because I figured people are going to be... like might just come across me and know me from YouTube or something like that and not know I was on Twitch and stuff like that. I thought I'd change it to Robbie Knox FC because Robbie Knox was taken. So that was the thinking behind that.
That's great. So 1.5 followers.
Yep. Yeah, nearly at 1.6 thousand followers, which is exciting. So I've only been doing it for a week. The other news is my new camera is due today.
That's quick, isn't it?
Really quick. Surprisingly quick.
Because you got an email from Pro AV the day. They're like, yeah, thanks for your order. We'll
I just got a thing for DHL. I presume it is. It's being sent from the company I bought the camera from, or I'm not expecting anything else. So presumably it is the camera.
Sorry, I was just taking a drink of water there, but it actually spilled down my leg, Robbie, so it took me by surprise.
Sorry to hear that, mate.
I thought I'd weed myself, which I wouldn't rule out. So that'll arrive. I mean, crikey, you've been banging about that camera for weeks. I mean, you're excited, aren't you?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, very excited.
Right, well done.
Thank you, mate.
I'm chuffed for you.
Yeah.
And I'm chuffed for the breaking thing as well. Oh, and so someone tweeted me yesterday saying, let me see where it is, about the whole breaking thing. Ross Dunbar says, breaking equals brie as breeze plus kin like kin. So, breaking. And Ross Dunbar is Scottish, so I'm not going to mess with him whatsoever.
Yeah, I had no doubt I was right on that, if I'm honest, because I think I've heard my Scottish relatives say breaking, presumably, over the years, and it has got into my head. It's good to have it confirmed. What about you, Lloyd? What was your news? What have you been up to besides exercise?
Well, thanks very much for asking. No, quite a good bit of content for this podcast. Okay, so went shopping yesterday. Took the car. First off, went to Asda. So I talked about Asda last week, about it's been redone, yeah. And so I decided to go to Asda. Just needed a few bits for the house, which had been like negging me for a little while. Stuff that I hadn't kind of got. Basically, recycling bin was the main cause for going to Asda yesterday. Because I figured out how the recycling works in our area, and I need to do a separate recycling bin in a separate bag that goes in these recycling bins that are the other way down the passage. Bit of a ball ache, if I'm being brutally honest, but I'm obviously happy to do it because I love the planet. So went to Asda yesterday, drove there, new Asda, very excited about it. I just thought, you know what, I've got a bit of time. I'm just going to take a little walk around, see what I like around there. You know, just have a little peruse. I know there's a global pandemic. I know it's not, you know, theoretically in the spirit of essential shopping, but I am shopping for essential goods, you know, because I am trying to save the planet. And had a great time, just like having a little look around Asda. Really enjoyed it. So I got a recycling bin, 40 litre, just a simple pull handle up one, because I've already got a infrared automatic one for the normal bin. And yes, I got a recycling bin, got a cushion,
right,
from Asda. I've already got one that's exactly the same, but I quite fancied the other one. And my girlfriend was like, this is a really nice cushion. And I knew that they still had them there on sale, £7, absolute steal. So that'll be going on the house Instagram account at some point. And some windscreen wash, which I needed to fill up for the old Volvo. So just got those three things. That's all I needed there. That is all I needed there. And then I drove to Sainsbury's, Nine Elms, the largest Sainsbury's in
the universe.
Nine Elms. So went there and got a few little bits there as well. So I'm talking moisturiser. I'm talking Aveeno hand cream, face scrub, three lots of baubles for a Christmas a pending Christmas tree. And a little plant, got those, popped them in the back of the boot of the car, and then jumped in the car and then went to World's End Nurseries in Chelsea to buy some more plants and plant pots.
Incredible dedication to plants.
Yep, so bought 6 more plants from there.
How much did you spend on plants, if you don't mind?
It was quite cheap. It was £20.
Okay.
So there are small little succulents, five plants actually. Sorry, small little succulents just to pop around the house, and the little brown plant pots that go, you know, that you put the soil in. Just going to repot a few of the bad boys probably today actually. So I got them and then brought them back, sorted out the plants, cooked some burgers. Went for a walk. I mean, it's been a pretty mundane but great for this podcast day.
That's just fantastic.
Yeah,
just fantastic.
And then today, I think today's the day where I actually get around to polishing my silver.
Euphemism?
Not a euphemism. No. So yeah, got a lots of stuff, a few bits of framing, a few bits of hanging. Going to go to Leyland SDM, get the paint stuff. I've been banging on that for ages. And quite excited.
The other thing I should mention is that when my Brecon shirt arrived, they sent with it a free car air freshener.
Is it a Brecon one?
Yep, Brecon City Football Club. One side it's got the badge and the other side it's got a picture of the, what I presume is the main stand.
Oh, lovely.
It's almost if they know that my car absolutely stinks.
They've probably seen a YouTube channel, mate.
I have done, yeah. Yeah. Probably have, haven't they? I mean,
yeah.
Popular now.
When they retweeted yesterday, and you retweeted it or replied, yeah. I had a look at their Twitter account. Yep. 10,000 followers, which is not bad.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And then also, I actually think the stadium looked quite good.
Yeah, it does. Got a hedge on one side.
Is it?
Yep. Only three-sided stadium, and it's got a hedge on the other.
A hedge?
A hedge.
Wow, I'm going to look at that on the internet. Not that I don't believe you, I absolutely believe everything that comes out.
Please do, no, take your time. I will wait while you look it up.
What's the stadium called?
Glebe Road, I'm going to say. Glebe Park? Glebe Park, maybe.
Okay, Google Images. Okay, so there's a stadium. Yeah, you're right.
I am.
Oh, that's really quite nice though, actually, isn't it?
It is nice, isn't it? Nice to have a little hedge. More grounds. Maybe they should remove one of the grounds that stays at Wembley, just put a hedge there.
Obviously, you can still stand in front of the hedge.
Yes, you can.
But that reminds me of like a nice training facility.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
FC Barcelona.
It's like they've started building a stadium and then just couldn't be bothered to finish it. Like one end, they sort of built a stadium. And then the rest is hedge down one side, and then a little bit of a token effort the other bits. But yeah, it's a nice hedge.
So the badge is the cathedral.
It is, yeah. I mean, you'd like that, being a big fan of cathedrals.
Yeah.
And a Brecon city is not actually a city. So there you go.
Oh, what is it? Town?
I presume so, yeah. They used to be a city with a cathedral, but then that didn't carry on into the modern world where it's no longer just the cathedral rule in place.
What's quite sad is, I'm not sure if you've seen this, I basically just typed in Brecon Cathedral. The first thing that popped up was for sale.
What?
Sadness.
Buy it.
Thecourier.co.uk. Sadness and anger as dissolution bell tolls for 800-year-old Brecon Cathedral. Wow.
It's going to be closed?
Decision comes just weeks after the event was held. Cathedral faces crippling debts, close to £170,000, and has been the centre of talk stretching back years, aimed at finding a future for the Lamor and its congregation. Oh, crikey, yeah. It's for sale.
Maybe
I mean, it's not.
Buy it and turn it into a club shop or something.
I wouldn't turn it into a club shop. I think there are still people that want to worship at that cathedral.
Well, I have a little bit out the back for them to worship, but they have to leave through the gift shop bit, so hopefully they'll buy some bits on the way out.
Not a problem. I think that is absolutely fine, and most people will be fine with that. All right, I couldn't believe they had a church for sale. Yeah, so I'm not sure what the situation is with that.
No, but, me neither.
But if you need someone to come in, my dream in life is to buy a cathedral, really. A lot of people say, why don't you buy Grimsby Football Club? It's like, well, yeah.
It's a type of cathedral, isn't it? It's a
place of worship. It's where I've had many a wet dream about.
Yeah.
If you won, so the Euro Millions tomorrow night, Robbie, is apparently £120 million.
Yep.
If you won £120 million tomorrow night, would you buy a football club?
Not immediately. There'd be other things I'd rather do than have that house, but I might do eventually.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
If you won £120 million, what would you do in the aftermath? I'm talking the first 6 months.
I would buy a new house.
Okay.
I would probably, I would buy houses for my family.
That's nice.
And invest some money. Give some money to charity, go skiing quite a lot once COVID's done. A lot of skiing. Probably buy a ski chalet somewhere as well.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Where would your house be? In Kent still?
Maybe Kent, Norwich. Who knows? I don't know.
Norwich. Oh,
Norwich. Norwich is the dream. Maybe I'll buy one of Norwich's two cathedrals. I would definitely do that. I like my wife occasionally buys a Euro Millions ticket. Yeah. And she'll go like, oh, it's at 90. I bought a ticket. Is it like at £90 million? I bought a ticket. I went, oh, yeah, yeah, because when it was like 80 million a week ago, it wasn't worth getting out of bed for, wasn't it? Why do you want to try and win that? You might as well. Now it's 90 million. I'm interested. Mental.
Yeah, but I think that's what I do. I've heard that it's 120, and I'm like, well, I might just have a look, a tenner's worth, if that works, or whatever I can buy for a tenner.
Yeah, but why now? Why not?
Because 120 million.
Yeah, but it was 80 million, not interested, no?
Well, no, what would I be able to buy with 80 million? Nothing.
Yeah, true.
120. Okay,
good point.
What I'd do is I'd buy a big old gaff in London.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too ridiculous, do you know what I mean? Just like 2 or 3 mil. Big old gaffing grip Cleethorpes.
Yeah.
Probably
2 or 3 mil, that would be ridiculous.
I mean, I think that is Grimsby. I think honestly, I'm not just saying this, like, you could, yeah, like, the most expensive, because I look on a regular basis, the most expensive house in Grimsby and the surrounding area, you're looking at maybe 1.5 million to 2 million. Like, that's probably like the most. Or if you can buy something that would be with unbelievable, like you'd be buying half of like a farm which is like got half of Lincolnshire on it for like 3 million or something like that. So, but yeah, some big nice houses that you can get for a nice price in Grimsby. I then probably would speak to Grimsby Town Football Club and say, look, come on, let's move on, let's do this.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and then. Probably some nice cars, money to charity.
Came very low down the list, that, didn't it? Very low.
Money
down
to
the
charity.
List. Yeah.
Well, of course,
almost
it,
like, almost, you know, like, oh, I forgot to mention money for charity, but nice cars.
Yeah, but some people won't give money to charity if they want it, whereas I definitely would. Or make it look like I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 100%. Wouldn't be anonymous ones. It would be.
It wouldn't be anonymous, yeah. Oh, God, here we go. Guys, I was going to do one of those big checks, but I just think it looks crass, so I'm just going to give them £1,000 behind closed doors and make it look like I've given them a million. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just have a really good time. Just a lot of travelling when you can. And then, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on all that.
Thank you.
I'd be excellent being rich, I think. I think a lot of people, some people go, oh, I wouldn't want to win the lottery. I would. I'd be brilliant at it.
Yeah. Do you know Grimsby is one of the best places in the country to win the lottery?
Why is that?
It's got 7 millionaire lottery winners.
Oh. Is that because more people buy tickets there?
Might be. It might be just a situation of just more people buying, but it's just it was dubbed Winsby by a number of red tops because of just the amount of people. The first person to win the national lottery in Grimsby was a bloke called Roy Gibney.
I think you mentioned him before, haven't you?
Yeah, I think. Oh, do you know what? I think I might have mentioned him
at your stand-up.
At the stand-up gig. Yeah,
yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And
when
he,
I came up to Grimsby and saw him, that's what it was. It's very, very niche Grimsby content. That,
very niche content. Just talked about his Lexus because I think he won 7 million, but he split it with his brother, and his brother was, or he split it with someone, and they were anonymous, and he wasn't. So he was called his Lexus was Roy 3.5. Well, it's Roy 3.5, but then he'd put like a red
dot
in between the 3 and the 5. Bought Q World, which is like a pool place in Grimsby. But he was like known for being, oh, he's the millionaire, he's got loads of money. And then there was like quite a few that sprung up, and mum used to borrow money off a lady back in the day, I think called Hazel. She won the lottery. Everyone was like, oh, great. She's probably just going to write off all her debts next week in the same car, going around collecting 30 quid from all the people. Hey, guys, like, you just won 2.5 million. Fuck off. A bloke won the lottery. This is an interesting story, actually. So he's called Lee, won the lottery. He's won it 3 times.
Wow.
So I did this. I did the story for my TV program, the gambling one. I'm not sure if it made the edit actually at all. Oh no, it was a different show that I did before, but it was a pilot. Basically, just quick story. Him and his wife, they basically used to play the lottery every week, same numbers, and then one week they basically couldn't afford to buy a lottery ticket. It was either nappies for their little girl or a lottery ticket, and they opted obviously for nappies for the little girl. And then that night, their numbers came up on the lottery. The numbers that they put on every single week came up, and it would have been like 2 million quid, 2 or 3 million quid. And obviously, like, he was devastated. Working class lad, been in the Navy his whole life. Anyway, fast forward, like, they did a thing in the paper, like, our numbers came up on the lottery, but we didn't put, you know, the lottery on last night. And then I had proof of all their previous tickets, or what was the same numbers. Then a few years later, he was down Freeman Street, waiting to get the bus home. And he could see the bus. He's like, right, I'm just going to pop into this newsagent's and get myself a lottery ticket. Doesn't put the same numbers on anymore because obviously they've come through. So just got a lucky dip. And I think won 4 or 5 or maybe 8 million pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. And then a year later, put on another lucky dip and won like 300 grand. So... yeah, he still plays the lottery. 20 quid a week, he does.
Wow.
So, there you go. And I've met him. Very, very nice lad. Very nice lad. It's just nice to see, you know, people get money, isn't it? So,
yeah, it's nice. Yeah, yeah, do you remember Lotto Lout? He was good, wasn't
Lotto he? Lout, yeah, with all the sovereigns.
Like a Rangers fan, wasn't he? But lived in England.
What was his name?
Hang on, I'll Google it. Just Google Lotto Lout.
He had, like, Rottweilers, sovereign rings.
Yeah, he won Michael Carroll.
That's it.
He won £9.7 million and blew it in about a year.
That is so funny, isn't it?
Blew £9.7 million on naked waitresses with coke on trays, 8 girl orgies, and £2 grand a day on cocaine, according to a newspaper. Now he's delivering logs and coal for £10 an hour.
Oh my god! He spent it all.
Yeah. The self-styled king of chavs, apparently, whose girlfriend said he was aroused by the smell of chip fat on her uniform, had £10 million in the bank, was going to enjoy every penny of it, from the Hummers and the BMWs in his drive to the prostitutes in his bed. But now he's skinned.
In 2006, he was jailed for a fray.
Oh,
but listen, you two have got something in common. Over the next few years, Carol appeared in court more than 30 times. While a mansion he bought in Norfolk fell into a state of disrepair. So you'd both buy a mansion in Norfolk.
Yep, I could buy Lotto Lout's mansion, perhaps.
And you do have a penchant for vodka, naked waitresses, and coke on silver trays.
Yeah.
Famously.
Maybe we can get Lotto Lout on the podcast.
Nah. Nah, I'm gonna veto that if that's right. I just don't...
I don't think he's as fun as he sounds.
Look, I'm all for getting guests on this podcast at some point, do you know what I mean? But I just don't think Lotto Lout is the perfect first guest. If we get anyone in, we ease in with Martin Gritton, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do that, or we get Tubes in, or, you know, we don't go for Lotto Lout.
He sounds good, though. In 2005, he was given antisocial behaviour order for causing £1,000 worth of damage, a drunken wrecking spree with a catapult. Magistrates heard how he smashed 32 shop and car windows with ball bearings fired from a Mercedes van emblazoned with the phrase King of Chavs. That same year, his accountant wrote to tell him he was down to his last million.
Who wrote to him?
His accountant.
Oh my God.
By 2012, he was penniless and had to go back on the dole for 6 months. A few funny looks I went to sign on, but it didn't bother me too much. I'm more upset about not getting served in pubs. Carroll has served 3 prison terms for car theft and drugs affair. He was barred from every boozer in his area after a series of angry flare-ups.
Oh, my God.
My mugshot was behind every bar in the county. Even the place I behaved over the years told me I was no longer welcome.
Where did he live?
Norfolk, I believe.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Too polite there. They don't want a lot of Lout, do they?
No. He's a Rangers fan.
I think he was, yeah.
Really?
I seem to remember him in a Rangers shirt.
Okay, that's interesting.
He looks exactly like you'd imagine Lotto Lout to look like.
Yeah, 100%. And I just remember the Sovereigns. It was like, I think it was a picture back in the day where he was on the front page of the paper. And I think he had at least two Sovereigns on every finger. I was like, that's just it. That's like proper.
It's quite like he had a little goatee and
massive chain around his neck.
Big chains. Loads of hair gel. Huge amounts of hair gel.
That's probably where all the money went.
Yeah, I mean, he had a good little run though, didn't he?
He had a good little run. Right, speaking of millionaires, I think I'm going to go and polish my silver.
Nice. I'm going to probably go on Twitch in a minute.
He loves it. Follow Robbie. Robbie Knox FC on Twitch.
Cheerio, everyone.
Can people subscribe yet?
They will be able to on this stream, yeah. Debut streaming. First 10 get a founder's badge, apparently, whatever that means.
That is amazing.
Right. Bye.
All right, buddy. Take care.